Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And Company weekday mornings 6 till 10.
You're not going to get this anywhere else. You're going to get Bill Maher and Hawk Tua Girl together, as well as a new COVID study. And I always love talking about this with you, Tony Bruno, because you were one of those individuals that had some adverse effects, certainly. And,
yes.
And you've talked about it before, and I'll cue you up for that, for all the details after getting the vaccine. And I've been sitting on a couple of stories, and I'm glad that I didn't get to these in the last week or so, because now we have a new study showing that masks do not work. But in the last week, we have seen in Los Angeles, county officials telling residents to wear masks again. And then as soon as LA does it, San Francisco jumps in. City officials recommend wearing masks in, quote, some indoor spaces. And honestly, if we weren't having so much going on right now with the last month of an assassination attempt and Kamala Harris and J.D. Vance and Joe Biden, we probably would have got to this story where the Navy SEALs, who were punished for refusing to get the COVID vaccine over the mandate based on religious grounds, they picked up a big victory in court over the Biden administration as their rights were violated. And then all of this leads to yesterday, as I see a new study, and I saw this, I retweeted it last night if you want to see it. It's written by OutKick. And a new study that was done in Norway showed that they took 4,600 adults. Half of them, about 2,300 and change, were told to wear surgical masks. The other half not. And there was no testing. You only could report back self-reported symptoms. And what they found after the study was concluded, that the masks made no difference whatsoever. And this goes along with a study in Denmark, Bangladesh, a lot of countries. England has done these things. And these things never show up in mainstream media on a newscast. Why? Because right. It's all bought and paid for by Big Pharma. But I do think it's fascinating because I have seen more people in the last week. And my wife is noticing this now because they moved back up here about a month ago. And we go to, you know, different shopping centers and things like that. And she had been down in Nashville since 2019. And she's blown away by how many people are still wearing masks in the greater Philadelphia area, because those things disappeared in Nashville, Tennessee in 2022, Tony.
Well, you don't see any masks down here in Florida, but I'm noticing more and more people wearing them outside because, you know, people are getting colds. Like Robin got a cold.
You know, I'd be curious I should take a COVID test just to see.
I think I have it too.
Just to see if I had COVID. And I mean, honestly, it was a cold. That's all it really was. I'm feeling 1,000 times better today than
I
did
yesterday. No, I'm run down because I think I got what Robin had. So that's what's happening. You know, people are inside. We're in airplanes. There wasn't one mask on an airplane, and pretty much everybody in there was over the age of 75.
Mm-hmm.
And I had maybe one mask. Somebody was obviously with an oxygen tank. But other than that, old people aren't wearing masks in Florida.
Well, and that's what has been the last little bit of pushback that I've heard from people, where they say, yeah, I agree, the masks, cosmetic theater, they don't work. But if you're in the elderly community, you probably should wear one. And I'm like, wait a minute. Does the mask know that you're in the elderly population? Does the mask add superpowers based on who's wearing them? If they don't work for a 9-year-old, they don't work for a 40-year-old, they don't work for an 80-year-old. So that rationale makes no sense to me either, and I've heard that a lot lately, and I push back on that. Like, what, I mean, now, the vaccine, that's different. I don't think most people need the vaccine, but I do think the vaccine's beneficial for the high risk, the people with comorbidities, you know, diabetes, cancer, and the elderly. But an 8-year-old getting booster number 6, I mean, you do what you want with your kid, but I find that highly unnecessary at this point.
And I'm glad these lawsuits are being won, because I know people at ESPN who were fired for not taking the vaccine, and they were using religious exemptions.
Yep.
They sued ESPN, and now they have won. So ESPN has been sued, and people have had to have their jobs back. I have an NBA official, one of the best officials in the league, who sued the NBA and ESPN and other organizations because he did not want to take the COVID vaccine. And they not only did they fire him, they took away his pension. And so he's suing them for buku bucks, and he's going to win that suit too. Mm-hmm. Because even though you can't sue the Pfizers and the Modernas, because the government made a deal with them so they don't get sued, you can sue the government because it was the government who was mandating these vaccines and making employers mandate the vaccine. So the employers who were mandating the vaccine, they're the ones who are getting fired, and many, many people who have done so have fired and have won their cases. And you're going to see more and more of this every single day.
But wait, I actually asked a lawyer about this, and he said that there is a gray area against the whole Pfizer and everybody having immunity that is based upon clear guidelines that they were telling the truth of what they knew. If it has been, if we can prove that they had all this information ahead of time, then that agreement of immunity could be completely voided.
It's also interesting, and Robin, I think you might know this answer. I want to say, now you're from, the Netherlands, correct?
Yes. Yes.
Is it the Netherlands or another country in that general vicinity as the only two countries, along with the United States, that permit advertising of Big Pharma on television? I think it's the United States and only one other country on the planet that allows advertising of Big Pharma.
Let me look it up because I'm not familiar.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
I thought it might have been Netherlands. Maybe it's Denmark. There's one other country out there. And I'm almost
A lot of the European companies are allowed to show ads like with sexual protection, condoms, and they do it in clever ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just instead of just promoting abortion, they show people how to, you know, prevent them each other from getting pregnant.
The U.S. and New Zealand are the only countries that allow direct to consumer prescription drug advertisements.
There you go. I thought I saw that.
By the way, when I go to my doctor, I don't know what to ask him anymore because every commercial I see, I may have that. So I ask my doctor for that, which is nonsense.
By the way, I'm going to do this right now.
We have our Binax now, ladies and gentlemen. So I'm asking everybody, if you feel a little down, Phillies fans who have seen the Phillies now lose, 10 of their last 14? All of a sudden, people are starting to get concerned.
I still have these
left
over.
The Phillies, maybe they have monkeypox. Maybe that's coming back.
No, the Phillies,
bird flu.
The Phillies are susceptible to the new variant, playing and trying to defeat good teams.
The pitching isn't working variant. That's a new strain that's going around. But if you get yourself out there in the outfield later on, I know you're going to the game. No, our buddy's going to the game, right?
Stocker's going.
I'm going. Yeah.
Stocker's going.
I'll be there today.
So once again, if we're keeping score at home as to who enjoys things on company perks, Anthony Dorenzo goes to the Eagles games in the WIP suite. Stocker goes for Corporate Shield Day.
This has nothing to do with the radio.
Phil Omquist,
by the way, I'm not allowed to use the company perks because they're for salespeople.
I'm one
of those lowly programmers. You know what I mean?
I haven't had a Phillies ticket offered to me all season, but don't worry. Middle of August, I'll be there for Police Athletic.
Hey, I got Phillies tickets for us out in Clearwater. To go to a game against who were they playing? Was it the Yankees, the Red Sox? It was somebody. It was Toronto Blue Jays, and they got smoked in that game in spring training. So I have contacts at the Phillies. In fact, when I was in Philly on Sunday, I could have called my contact, even though it was sold out, and gotten into the game.
Yeah, where's
and
my I boy? Should have. Where's my boy John Brazier at? I need a ticket.
John Brazier, that's my man. My man, John Brazier. I could have called him, but I don't want to be one of those guys who just pops into town and is looking for free stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like rides to the airport. You never do that, right?
Well, no, I was gonna pay. I paid my way in. I paid my way for the flights.
Yep.
I paid for the hotel.
He did.
Are you serious right now, Nick Hale?
Do you fly Southwest on?
No, Southwest doesn't fly nonstop into Philly. It's American.
Apparently,
and
they don't give you an open seat anymore. Now you have assigned
seats. And a
Bello. See, that's
yeah. I haven't flown on Southwest. I used to all the time, but. Yeah. I'm not flying connections from Florida to Philly. No way.
Yeah, I fly Frontier. I just hope to get a seatbelt on my seat. That's all I ask for.
You think their seatbelts work?
No.
When you're going down. Luckily, I survived a plane crash because I had a seatbelt.
Yes, exactly. All right, so let's get to the last little bit of business for the day before we get to our movie clip and then, of course, the cut sheet part due. Bill Maher, this is amazing. And I want to play this for a variety of reasons. But first and foremost, I think as any male listener in this audience that enjoys football, what we had to sit through and endure last year with the nonstop Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift facade ruined our day. I want women to understand this right now, okay? Robin, hold your ears here for a second.
I know, I agree with you.
NFL Sundays are our day. This is our, and I say that as a college football fan. But in the fall, I want to have 3 to 7 to maybe even 12 hours of commercial-free football gluttony.
Thank God.
And I don't want Taylor Swift ruining my day.
Maybe prepping in on those Sundays?
I'm always prepping. The prepping never stops. Sorry. It's a 24/7 cycle. And I just don't want to have my day ruined by all this nonsense that I can get anywhere else. Sunday is for us. So I hope that this is true, that Travis Kelce will ultimately be the one that dumps Taylor Swift. I'll take Taylor Swift dumping Travis Kelce. I just don't want to hear about it on NFL broadcasts anymore. And Bill Maher, I believe, brings this up at some point here. This is K3, which the internet sensation that went viral last month. Surprise, surprise, in Nashville, Tennessee, where all the chicks go viral. We had, that wedding crasher girl. We had the NFL draft girl who was steamed up that her bridal shower got interrupted by the NFL draft in Nashville. All these things seem to go viral in Nashville.
A lot of women are viral, and so are men down there. It goes around. You know,
exactly,
it's a very loose town.
Exactly right. So Hawk Tua girl, which her real name is, I had that, Haley Welch.
Yeah.
Yes.
I watched this entire thing.
So you did.
By the way, I just
is this
I
is one
to.
That not the Friday night
no,
show.
No, this is the club.
This is the one where he sits and smokes weed.
Yep.
And,
yep.
Yeah. Okay.
It's one of my favorite podcasts, by the way.
It's a great podcast. I watch it. I watch almost every episode he does.
Yep.
But it's just weird for a 68-year-old dude who's smoking pot and drinking tequila.
Yeah.
I have nothing wrong with either of those two things, by the way. Talking to a 21-year-old who's like, I don't know, she basically compares him to her grandfather, grandpop.
And I thought her 15 minutes of fame was up until she went on with Bill Maher. So now she's back in the cycle again. So we could take her and Taylor Swift for all I care. Just get him out of my orbit. That's fine.
Dude, she's doing all kinds of podcasts. She's everywhere.
Well, everybody's doing it for like a little bump in their rain. Hey, let's get Hawk to a girl on.
Yeah.
That'll kill some time in July. But here's K3. Let's cue this up. We have the audio and the video, Phil. Bill Maher and Haley Welch.
Who do you listen to?
I don't know. I like country music. Do you like...
Yeah, I do.
Do you?
Well, some. Like any music, I like the good parts and not the bad parts. I could name lots of country. I love Brooks and Dunn. Remember them?
Mm-hmm.
Are they before
love Brooks
your
and
time?
Dunn.
Okay.
You like Keith Whitley?
Never heard of him. What about Taylor Swift?
I like Taylor Swift.
You do?
I do.
I liked her more when she was country.
I did, too. I really liked her. When I was younger growing up,
Sparks Fly. I love that. You know that song?
Yeah. Do you really like that song?
I love it. Would I have name checked it if I didn't?
Can I say one thing about this?
Yeah, pause it.
I'm going to stop this.
Go ahead.
You know the meme with Steve Buscemi who has the AC/DC shirt on
and he's
holding the skateboard. He says, "Hello, fellow kids."
Uh-huh.
That's what I feel like. This. Do you like Taylor Swift? I really like that Sparks Fly song. Do you
mm-hmm.
like? It's just so uncomfortable.
Uh-huh.
And I like Bill Maher. I'm a Bill Maher fan.
Yep.
I don't know why he did this.
And she's drinking a High Noon, as 21-year-olds in Nashville like to do. Mm-hmm. I can attest to that.
or 17-year-olds like to do everywhere.
Because if you're drinking High Noons, it means you don't like alcohol.
Right, right. why don't you go get a Dr. Pepper?
Exactly, exactly.
With all due respect.
Unless High Noon wants to, you know, sponsor this show.
I'll pimp any booze.
By the way, speaking of sponsors, people are asking about my shirt, and it's not what you think it is.
WTF.
It's WTF, Welcome to Florida. Mm. And a lot of people have been using different terminologies.
Yep.
WTF.
But available on TonyBrunoShow.com.
Exactly right.
By the way, Tony Bruno signed that shirt, too. If you're watching right now on the YouTube chat, you can see it.
Yes. Everybody will get a signed copy.
Well, it is one of the Tony Bruno signature collections.
Does that come with a certificate of authenticity, Mr. Bruno?
Yes, it does. Okay. I will even hawk two on it if you want it. I mean, you know, it depends.
all right, let's
or blow my nose, whatever you want, any kind of bodily fluids. I'll make sure I'm not COVID positive.
Yep.
Or any other diseases that are flying around.
Let's do a little bit more here.
All right.
But you sit here high as hell and you just mind your business, listen to sparks fly, don't you?
It's happened. It's in my playlist. I love it. You're too young to remember anything. But
like what?
Beatles, Elvis, Frank Sinatra, other musical performers who have had immense careers like this, where they dominated beyond just mere culture, just the music into the culture. And she has. All right, so you listen to Taylor Swift and who else? Who else is
have
like.
Have you heard of Tate McRae?
Do you listen to a lot of rap?
I mean, here and there, like old rap, though. I don't listen to much new rap.
What's old to you, old rap? To me, it's
let's
like Jay-Z and Tupac.
Listen to him. Cisco.
You've heard of Jay-Z.
Yeah, and Tupac. I've heard of both of them. I just don't listen to him like that.
Yeah.
He says that one song Jay-Z's in. He's like, concrete jungle, wet dream tomato. You know, about New York.
Wet dream tomato?
That's not really what it says, but that's what it sounds like, and that's what I know it by.
Wet dream tomato. That's
concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
I mean...
Yeah, that's not the lyric at all, but okay.
Did she adopt that accent from Kamala Harris? Where did she get
she's
that
real.
Southern draw from?
Because she's from the South.
One of the most cringe interviews you will ever see. You know, I think Bill Maher probably nails the interviews 9 out of 10 times. And where I give Bill credit, Tony, and I've seen him in person in his stand-up bit. I saw him in the Sands Casino in Bethlehem back in 2015, and he was great.
Steel Stacks, is that what it's called
stacks,
up there?
Baby, that's right, yes. And he's had a lot of people on that. Like, you say what you want about Bill Maher. Like, some people say, well, he's no longer liberal. He's more conservative than he used to be.
He's not.
But he's not.
No.
And he's also
more open-minded than he used to be.
But he's still a Trump hater. But he has concern. I mean, he's had Sage Steele on the show. He's he brings on dissenting viewpoints all
absolutely.
The time, which is why
absolutely.
I like his show.
Well, he didn't used to. I mean, because his audience in L.A. is just trained SEALs. They're like the Views audience, you know. But now when he's mixing it up, because, you know, he loves Gavin Newsom. Which is the most bizarre thing.
Yeah.
I mean, he wants Gavin Newsom to be the president.
Yeah, I don't
and when
that.
He has Gavin on his show, he all but gets down and hawk tours on him.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how much he loves Gavin Newsom.
If
you live in L.A. like he does, that's what's amazing.
Yeah.
Nobody in L.A. likes Gavin Newsom.
Right.
He's the worst governor in American history. He's destroying the state. And yet Gavin Newsom is Bill Maher, literally. Loves this guy.
Yeah, which, to your point, makes no sense because Bill hates the far left wing of the Democrat Party, and Gavin Newsom is right there on the edge of the spectrum with Kamala Harris and all these other left wing progressives. So I don't know why he would advocate for Gavin Newsom at all, especially being somebody that lives in his state, right?
But he also, you know, it's because Gavin's younger and he's got the look and all the other stuff. But it's not about the look and about, you know, the same thing with Kamala Harris. It's not because of her skin color. Now, but that's what people are going to vote for. That's what the women thing is and her sounding like a country artist one day and then sounding like a valley girl the next. They're just trying to appeal to those people who have no idea, didn't know who she was 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen man on the street interviews with people holding up signs. Who's this? They did not know who Kamala Harris was.
They did.
But now everybody knows. Everybody knows who she is because she's being marketed and the media is helping push it.
The media is doing a great job in reimagining her, rebranding her, because Tony Bruno is 100% right, and we were going to do this bit, and I don't think we can do it anymore because now she's everywhere, and you can't escape her. But if you would have asked anybody, you know, in 15 days ago, if they knew who Kamala Harris was, or if they knew who the vice president was,
right?
I believe under 10% would have said yes.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
Joe Biden right now is one of the lost boys because what is the man going to do? 50 years in the swamp. What do you do now in retirement?
I know.
He has no event scheduled.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the second gentleman flew up to Nantucket for a private high-risk, high-investor meeting right near the windmills. And the windmills, which exploded up there, and nobody's covering this story, they were standing there. The fishermen were standing there with signs when his motorcade. How does the second gentleman have a motorcade of multiple vehicles to go up to a fundraiser in Nantucket, for God's sake?
Anyway, he's up there.
He had no idea about the wind. And by the way, you know that windmill that blew up and is all over the bottom of the sea up there in Nantucket? That was part. Guess where the money came from for that, to build that?
Mm.
It came from the what is it called now? I have it written down here. I can't see it now. It's part of the government infrastructure. That's what it's called. The IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act. Inflation Reduction Act, $1.2 billion, tax equity package money. So our tax dollars, part of the Inflation Reduction Act, went to this company from Finland and to build the first offshore substation, finished in 2023. Mm-hmm. It opened in February of this year, and a blade fell off the length of a football field, is sitting at the bottom of the ocean, and there's all kinds of debris washing up, asbestos, styrofoam, and I guarantee you, not only does Doug Emhoff not know about this, Kamala Harris doesn't know about this, because the media is covering this up, because the corrupt media up there in New England, all run by Democrats, are also covering this up, and it's fishermen, and it's the local communities that are showing up at these meetings to rip this company. A foreign company comes into the United States, gets our tax dollars, builds a windmill, and it falls apart less than 6 months, and the weather was clear. Imagine when the weather gets nasty in the North Atlantic, which it does.
Mm-hmm.
So all these clean energy people, you know, they're just scam artists, and this is another scam.
Yeah.
And Doug Emhoff had no idea what was going on.
How many were they saying that they were going to put up there?
I don't know, but this is the first one that's out there.
First of many, supposedly, to be put there.
They want to build them in Jersey. You know, the scumbag in New Jersey, Phil Murphy, he's taking money, too, from foreigners to build build windmills off the Jersey Shore. Whales have been watching up, and they want to ignore the fact that these things are hurting the environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but if a straw goes in the water, they want to shut everything down. But their windmills are falling apart.
They're polluting.
They're getting into sea fish. They're getting into oysters.
You can't find a plastic bag on the Jersey Shore, but windmills just fine.
Yes, indeed.
Exactly.
So
this windmill only produced 1% of the energy used.
I know.
So it's not even cost effective.
Have you seen these shards that have?
Yes.
They look like fiberglass swords that could impale you or any fish or whale or anything. I mean, nasty.
Are those the fiberglass shards that hit Donald Trump in his right ear?
No. That was from the teleprompter.
Okay, I just had to make sure. Trying to keep up on my shards. So Donald Trump today in Harrisburg, according to WHP, CBS 21 affiliate in Harrisburg, rallygoers already were lined up at 4 a.m. this morning as Trump is set to speak at the New Holland Arena of Harrisburg's Farm Show Complex. That'll be at 6 o'clock tonight. So you got to imagine, you know, shortly after 6 o'clock, you'll see the rally on all the television channels like Newsmax, Fox, and OAN. And then specifically, Secret Service agents have told WHP they will not discuss security proceedings for this event. City officials, however, have said Harrisburg police, because this is the first time he's back in PA, Harrisburg police have been instructed to control traffic around the complex and be available if needed. Quote, we're going to be on standby in case something terrible happens, and we will be able to spring into action at a moment's notice, said the Harrisburg Director of Communications, Matt Mizell. Pennsylvania State Police and Capitol Police also involved in the event's security. So,
well, Josh Shapiro, who obviously lives in Harrisburg because he's the governor, right? Isn't he there? Yep. Will he be standing outside of the Trump rally and doing his Barack Obama impersonation to woo the black voters in Harrisburg?
Will he be talking trash?
Yeah.
We will find out.
By the way,
maybe Trump should debate Josh Shapiro tonight at halftime of tonight's appearance. Bring Josh Shapiro up on the stage.
Yeah.
And Bob Casey.
Yeah.
Bob Casey.
Bury those cockroaches.
Where's he been?
He's at home washing his tights. All right, 9:37. Let's get to a Wednesday edition of What's on the Cut Sheet.
What's on the Cut Sheet?
I do. Yeah, What's on the Cut Sheet part two, sponsored by Budget Blinds. I'm going to do something that we don't usually do here. I'm going to do a dealer's choice. I'm going to tell you what I have left, and I'll let you guys pick from where you want to go next. Summer's a great time to brighten up the window treatments in your home. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shade, shutters, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation and the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business. Budgetblinds.com. That's budgetblinds.com. I am a proud patron. Budget Blinds is in my house, so they're a great company. Okay, where I'm going to start, you guys can pick. I have a crazy TikToker. I have voters and people trying to name a single Kamala Harris accomplishment. I have Call of Duty. I have Anton.
Oh, I saw the Call of Duty. That's pretty interesting.
I have Anton Daniels schooling black women for
that
Kamala
is awesome.
Harris.
I saw that last
that
night.
That was fantastic.
And I have these men boxers that are competing in the Olympics.
Well, those people,
women.
I mean, this is another reason to not watch. Again, if you want to watch gymnastics and swimming and the gymnastic women won last night. If you want to watch it, let's go ahead.
All right.
Tell people
but they're not even trying to look like women.
Allowing men to box against real women should be an absolute something that they should shut down immediately, but they won't.
You know, this feels like Jeopardy, where you have the categories going.
Categories.
Yeah. I'll take potent potables.
Yeah, I always take potent potables, too.
Right. No, let's go Anton Daniels and then the name Kamala's accomplishments.
Okay, well, let's start with Anton Daniels. This is cut 17, Phil. This was one of those Zoom calls where basically they were saying that they were just going to vote for Kamala Harris because she is a black woman.
Right.
And this gentleman took issue with that. Cut 17, Phil, go.
I'm going to just be real honest with this. She's a black woman.
I think it goes back to what somebody was saying, where it's not voting for someone, but majority will vote for someone else just
to... Hold on. Let me line this out.
I think majority...
Is it only because she a black woman?
Yeah.
Do you not see how that's a bad idea?
Elaborate.
Okay, so we're in three proxy wars with some of the most powerful leaders in the world. She failed at the border, in which we have an estimation of 15 to 20 million people illegally into this country. That is literally overtaking and bankrupting Chicago to the tune of over $400 million per year, and they are in a deficit. Oakland is going out of business. San Francisco, ditto. California, $65 billion deficit. New York, they're literally cutting trash, in which they are the rattiest, dirtiest city, and they've taken up resources as far as free healthcare, free hotels to the tune of $600 a day. They're literally taking over your schools. Your taxpayer dollars are going to fund the migrant crisis. She was supposed to be in charge of this. We have a failing economy. Every single day I see people getting on the internet talking about $30 an hour is the new minimum wage because inflation is out of control. At one point, it was at almost 10%, depending on what city that you were. She has no policy, no record to stand on. One of the biggest things that she did in her career was lock up more black men than ever before. But we sitting here and voting her in office on identity politics. The very person that she was under as far as the president of the United States of America, she called him racist during a debate, which shows you how fake she is. And the only thing that we can stand on from a policy perspective is whether or not she's black and she's a woman. We did that during the Obama administration, and then he didn't do anything for black people. As a matter of fact, y'all complain because the only person that he did, or the only group of people that he really stood for, is the alphabet community, and that's his landmark thing that he's still standing on today. So the only thing that we have to stand on is identity politics. That shit didn't work with Tiffany Henyard in Dalton, Illinois. It didn't work with Karen Bass. It didn't work with Lori Lightfoot in Chicago. It didn't work with Brandon Johnson that then took over her position in Chicago. It didn't work with Andre Dickens in Atlanta. It didn't work with Eric Adams in New York. It doesn't work across the country. Every single Democratic city is a hellhole. And we sitting here talking about identity politics?
Wow.
We're talking about practice? Not a game.
Is he not awesome?
No, he has his own podcast, his own YouTube channel.
He's good. He's real good.
He's really good. Not because he's, you know, he thinks outside the box and he doesn't. He's a guy that looks at the big picture.
Yeah.
And black people, as you see, I don't know how many of them said they were going to vote for Kamala Harris, but I guess it was a Kamala Harris for president open forum.
Yes.
And the one woman who said she's going to vote for him simply because of her skin color, and then he broke it down.
Yeah, he was on Laura Ingraham's show last night on Fox, and he was really good on that spot as well. And again, I think the numbers, when you see Trump polling around 20% with the black vote, I do tend to think that's accurate. Again, he's never going to get the majority. I don't know that a Republican will ever get the majority. But we saw in 2016, it was 6%. Then in 2020, it was 12%. I think it'll be north of 15. I think about 20% is the sweet spot. And I do think that could be enough to swing the election. I think there are a lot of people more than ever that are like, I'm not taking the bait. Although that girl right there, well, she just wants to make history. That's what scares me, is because you have a lot of people that are just going to vote against Trump because they hate him and vote for Kamala so that she can make history. It's not based on policy accomplishments, because if that was the case, it would be a landslide.
Well, I mean, Hillary, I think that people were voting for her just because she was a woman.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But she was unlikable enough that not all women felt that way about her. Like, I, for example, was like, I want to vote for a woman if there is a qualified woman, but I refuse to allow that woman to be the very first one because she is horrendous. She's evil. And, you know,
I think Kamala Harris is more unlikable than Hillary Clinton. She's just as phony. She projects phoniness. People that work for her speaking out against her. And I know that ABL is a conservative guy, but on the bottom of the feed, it said Kamala for president. That's what they were discussing.
Mm-hmm.
And so then he gave his opinion, and to the other people, give them kudos. They let him speak his mind, and he gave his opinion. Yeah.
This is 4B. This is voters trying to name any of Kamala Harris's accomplishments. 4B, Phil, go.
Can you name
a short one?
No, I can't.
What are some of her accomplishments?
I'll say that just everything that I've seen, I don't think that.
Whoa.
She has none. I honestly don't think she has any. The 4 years that she was in office as vice president, I didn't hear her speak once until like last week. So that's kind of my take on it.
They were voters in Atlanta, by the way.
Ah, right. Where she just was.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, there's
where the players play, of course.
Okay. Well, they apparently don't know what she did for transgender inmates in the prison system.
No.
Because that you could call an accomplishment. Cut five. He'll go.
When I was attorney general, I learned that the California Department of Corrections, which was a client of mine. I didn't get to choose my clients.
Right. A client of the attorney general.
A client of the attorney general. Oh, that's of how the it office works. Of the attorney general.
Look at that.
They were standing in the way of surgery.
For prisoners.
For prisoners.
Yeah.
And there was a specific case. And when I learned about the case, I worked behind the scenes to not only make sure that that transgender woman got the services she was deserving.
Yeah.
So it wasn't only about that case. I made sure that they changed the policy in the state of California so that every transgender inmate in the prison system would have access to the medical care that they desired and need.
There you go. So they obviously didn't see that accomplishment.
No, of course not. So,
no, that was major.
Yeah, so a January 6th prisoner has their constitutional rights violated, yet taxpayer dollars go to people that commit crimes. They're sitting in the joint, and we pay to have their penis cut off.
Yeah, yeah.
That's by the way, that was a dude interviewing her.
I was just going to say that.
Yes.
And this was back, you know, all of this was like 2019 when she was running. She basically was doing all this stuff to show people that she was going to run for president, which everybody in California knew. The minute she got in the Senate, she started running for president. But the interesting thing is all of these cuts now, they're slowly now saying she didn't really mean that. She's changed.
Yeah.
And that's what they're trying to cover up and have the media run and carry water for her, saying that's not how she feels now.
Yep.
She's here's a little interesting little tidbit about her, what she accomplished. Yes, a male inmate who says he identifies as female can get the full surgery. But if you look at the statistics, that is not, they don't get the full bottom and top surgery. No, even though they're allowed to, they're only doing hormone replacement, which are pills oftentimes, or injections. And that means that they still have all their parts. And guess what else has increased in female prisons?
Rapes.
Mm. I wonder how.
Yeah. All right, that'll do it. What's on the Cut Sheet Part 2? We'll come back, find out what's on tap for Kathy Barnett as she's in for Dawn today, and then we'll wrap it up with what occurred today in music history. Back after this.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.
Fresh off of a Yankees beatdown of the Phillies in extra innings. Phil Almquist, what occurred today in music history?
What happened on this day in music history?
Today, July 31st. I'll actually begin with a quick reminder on YouTube what happened last night at the ballpark.
Oh,
now, if you go further back, since I joined the show, Zach Wilson beat the Birds.
Oh, boy.
UConn beat Bama.
Oh, here we go.
And the Knicks beat the Sixers.
What is wrong
with that? Greg, for your FanDuel picks going forward, always pick my team over Knicks. Anyway, we celebrate the fact that John 5, who's 54.
Yeah.
Bill Berry, the drummer for REM, who's 66. And M. Shadows from Avenged Sevenfold, who's now 43. Single Cood Still the One by Orleans in 76. Love Gun by Kiss in 77. Honky Cat by Elton John in 72. And Same Old Situation by Motley Crue in 1990. Albums include Escape by Journey in 81 and Made of Rain by the Psychedelic Furs in 2020. Mm. Also in 69, just for Linda Kurtz, Elvis appeared in Vegas for the very first time. In 82, Eye the Tiger by Survivor was atop the singles chart. In 71, James Taylor was atop the same chart.
Yeah.
And in 95, Jamaica issued a commemorative stamp series honoring Bob Marley. But lastly, on this day in 2019... Woodstock 50 is officially canceled due to legal and logistical issues. For Kale and Company, I belong.
You know, Greg, you give the producer an inch, they take a mile.
It's unbelievable.
A flamethrower to me, a flamethrower to Linda. Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
I think that it was because we gave him props this week on air for taking Tony and Miss Robin to the
That's
right.
To the airport. I think he has all the right to just basically, you know, puff his chest out, so to speak.
Yeah, because you know, Yankee fans, that serves well here in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, exactly right.
He's making lots of fans.
All right.
Yeah, he's suddenly hated in the chat room.
I was just going to say that. But, you know, hey, for somebody who's also hated in the chat room, it's kind of, where it is a badge of honor.
Good little spot to be. There you go.
FYI.
Phil rocks, Twitter. Literally, figuratively, in any way possible. Yeah. Phil rocks.
FYI, my COVID test came back negative.
Oh, thank God.
There you go.
Wow.
Yep.
Thank God.
It's just a cold after all.
Yeah. Who knew? Which is the last time I had COVID was also just a cold.
Yeah. Imagine that.
There you go.
All right, hang on.
Who won Twitter?
Matthew Kelly.
Who won?
Red Beard wins Twitter. He says, my doctor told me I had low T recently, but at least I know I have more testosterone than the entire group of white guys for Kamala. There you go.
Well, that'll do it. All right, Tony Bruno, Miss Robin, thank you very much.
Thank you, guys. Thanks, everybody, for listening. It's always fun. Love
you guys. Fabulous 3 days.
Yeah, amazing.
There you go.
It feels like it's a week because we've done a lot of moving around the last 5 days.
I was just
going to
say that. You guys were here, then you weren't here, and then it was like a whole thing. But
there you go.
I like being in studio, though. It's fun. It's fun. Yeah.
You should
do that more often.
You should come up to Philly more often.
Yeah, you should move back to Pennsylvania, the hell of Florida.
Yeah, they don't want to do that.
They'll switch. I'll go to Florida. You come here.
They're building a house. Why would they want to do that?
No, I'll take it over.
If I had the extra money, I'd keep the house in Philly because I have one of them. Selling with my sisters, but
there you go.
I could still go back and live there if I want to.
Everybody have a great rest of your Wednesday. Enjoy the Trump rally tonight in Harrisburg, and we'll reconvene tomorrow at 6 a.m. Kathy Barnett is up next, and as John Fetterman would say,
good night, everybody.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the free Odyssey app.